It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Come to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody for being tuned in, for being locked in all over North America. Happy Wednesday. Hope you had a tremendous day so far. It's going to be my job to get you over the hump. That is Wednesday, to get you closer to the weekend. That's exactly what I will do. This is when the show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I am in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. We got a lot to get into today. How about that? Rashee Rice, suspended. We don't have to wait until the end of September. The NFL said, man, you're getting slapped with 6 games. Get over it. Joe Mixon, running back for the Houston Texans. We don't know how much he's going to play. We know he's not starting a season for the Texans. Adam Thielen goes home, back to Minnesota with the Vikings. Kyle Hamilton is going nowhere. He gets a contract extension with the Ravens. Tommy DeVito has a new home. It's not New York. He's going to a rival city, going to Boston, going to Beantown. Tom Brady, the owner, part owner of the Raiders, also a broadcaster. And Tom Brady could just do it all. No conflict of interest. He can now meet with teams prior to him broadcasting. Whoop-de-freaking-do. Gilbert Arenas has a new job. Isn't he going to prison? Isn't he being investigated? Allegedly. He's teaming up with Skip Bayless. Cam Newton has a job. More of Cam Newton on ESPN. To talk about everything going on with the Chiefs, from Rashee Rice to Travis Kelce, Carrington Harrison is going to join us. You can catch him on the air in Kansas City. Sports Radio 610. Belichick is embracing his gold digger, I will explain. Mark Cuban, he can buy a whole lot of gold now that he sold the Dallas Mavericks. Does he regret it? A little bit, maybe. And of course, it's Wednesday. Every Wednesday, I bring you a new top six list. Today, with all these athletes moving and shaking in the media, I'm going to give you a top six list. My favorite athletes in sports media today. We have so much to get into. Of course, at the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. It's been August 27th, all day long. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. The app is free. Did you eat today for free? Maybe. Maybe you got free lunch at work. Did somebody gift you something today? Probably, maybe. Likely more than not. If you want something free, the Odyssey app is free. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Thank you for listening on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, wherever you may live. You got SiriusXM. It's channel 375. And if you have a smart speaker, be smart. Don't use your hands. No hands necessary. Ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. So much to get into, so much to do. What the heck? Michael Parsons, they got photos. Bacha, you see this? Somebody has a photo of him at the airport. Did you see that?
I did. It's basically Larry Fitzgerald all over again.
It wasn't Michael Parsons?
No, that was actually Michael Parsons, though.
Yeah, but therein lies the difference.
Well, I know the same vibe where they catch an athlete at the airport.
No, but the point was that wasn't Larry Fitzgerald at the airport. Botcher. Yeah. Come on, Botcher. Yeah. Botcher, come on. Botcher, you got to do better, Botcher. Forget I asked you. How are you? Are you good?
I'm doing great.
Good. I couldn't tell, but I'm glad. And so what's the deal? Somebody just randomly snapped a photo of him at the airport and they're just like, now he's ticked off. Is that what it is?
I took a picture. I guess they're trying to do the rumors to Green Bay, but I think it's just, the report is that he's going to get a second opinion on his back.
Oh, the back that the Dallas Cowboys already said is perfectly fine because he had the MRI last week. Okay, look, I don't think Michael Parsons is dealing with the same back issues that, you know, Matthew Stafford is dealing with. I think they said he has a slipped disc in his back. I think Micah's back is perfectly fine. I think his back is just in a space and a place where he wants to get paid. And if he woke up and he had a brand new contract, I think people would look at him and his back would be miraculously healed. And so, yeah, he could fly wherever he wants to get a second opinion on his bad back. I think the only thing that will cure the bad back is money. Cash Money. We'll keep you up to date with that. There ain't no further announcements, no further news with Micah Parsons and his back or his contract. And the last time I checked, and I could be wrong because this guy runs his mouth, he should get paid for it. He actually does. I haven't heard anything about Jerry Jones or from Jerry Jones in about, I don't know, 24 to 48 hours. And so let's see how long that lasts. Something that I did hear about today, and this came about much sooner than I think I expected, anybody expected, was the suspension of Rashee Rice. Rashee Rice was to have met with the NFL next month, September 30th, where he would have learned his fate for driving like a complete jackass. A complete jackass through the streets of Dallas. Could have killed people out there. Could have screwed people up. We knew his suspension was coming. We thought it was going to come next month. We found out today. Take a listen to this from CBS Sports.
Got breaking news from the NFL. The Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice will serve a 6-game suspension to start the season under the league's player conduct policy. That's the latest from our insider, Jonathan Jones. Rice pleaded guilty to a pair of felony charges over the summer, stemming from a high-speed crash in Dallas last year.
Man, we knew he was going to get got. We just didn't know for how long. And apparently, like a smart man, he's not going to appeal the suspension. Because when you drive like a jackass, when you could have killed other people, when you could have been out there taking lives because you wanted to go for, I can't even say a joyride, you wanted to ride around Dallas and the Metroplex like you a speed racer, yeah, you deserve the suspension. Nobody needs to hear an appeal from you. You could have killed your damn self, you stupid idiot. Yeah, he's both a stupid and an idiot, both of them. Just last month, Rashee Rice he talked about how he has changed as a person.
Yeah, I completely changed. Honestly, you have to learn from things like that. So I've learned, and I've taken advantage of being able to learn from something like that.
Okay, I think I heard a third grader say that once or twice. Hey, Rashee Rice, did you learn something? Or am I getting a third grader's response here?
Just how valuable any opportunity is and any moment is. This right here, us being able to be on the field and be able to be coached by Coach Reed and have such a great quarterback, it's honestly a gift. It's a blessing. So honestly, to not take advantage of opportunities like this.
No. Wrong. No. You don't learn not to squander your opportunity. You're supposed to have learned that you could have killed somebody. You could have killed yourself. That wasn't the time or the opportunity. If that's what you learned, then you really didn't learn a damn thing. What I learned is I'm so privileged to be here and have Patrick Mahomes as my quarterback and have Coach Andy Reid here and Travis Kelce is over there and his girlfriend is up there. No. That's not what you should have learned. And maybe he learns a little bit more in his 6-game suspension. I know the government is going to come down on him. OK, I know that at least that part. Make him sit in every driver's ed class. Make sure this guy is not behind the wheel of a car. It's not the NFL's job. But I'll tell you this, over the 6 games that he will miss, the Kansas City Chiefs, they will miss him. This man did rip his leg last year. Needed surgery to fix his ligaments in his knee, his hamstring. And so as the Kansas City Chiefs did go to the Super Bowl, they didn't go there with his help. Okay, let's put it that way. And so now that he's going to be gone for their first 6 games, these Kansas City Chiefs are going to depend on Xavier Worthy to take the next step. They're going to count on Travis Kelce, the newly engaged Travis Kelce, who also has lost weight and apparently is even more committed to this season. Hollywood Brown is always hurt. Good luck with that one. Juju Smith-Schuster, whatever he has left in the tank. The Kansas City Chiefs, they're going to miss Rashee Rice. He's going to be gone for the first 6 games of the regular season. And for the Kansas City Chiefs, that starts because the NFL is like, screw every day of the week. We're going to put football on every day. That's next Friday against the Chargers down in Brazil. Rashee Rice will be absent as they take on, in a Super Bowl rematch, the Philadelphia Eagles. He won't be available when the Chiefs take on the Giants. Who cares, right? It's New York Giants. He won't be available when they take on another Super Bowl contending team. The Baltimore Ravens, that's not good. Jacksonville Jaguars, he will not be there. You will not see this man against a Detroit, another team that can go out there and win. He will not be available until October 19th when they take on one of their biggest rivals, or at least from the other team's perspective, the Raiders' perspective, in against Las Vegas. Rashee Rice is going to be gone. And I mean, how are they going to keep up? Well, the other tight end on the Kansas City Chiefs, I know sometimes it might be tough to remember, they actually have another one. This guy's name is Noah Gray. This is what he had to say about missing Rashee Rice.
Yeah, I mean, we're just going to go out there, trust what the coaches put on our plates, and whatever game plan that we have, regardless of who's in there, I'm extremely confident in all the guys, and it's going to be fun. You know, we're really looking forward to the Chargers game and, you know, just taking it week by week, step by step, trusting the process and going throughout the season. So we're really looking forward to it.
No, we're really looking forward to what? The season or missing a guy who was the number one wide receiver a couple seasons ago? In his rookie year, the guy had 938 yards receiving to go along with 7 touchdowns. And the fact that he's out there playing or was playing with Patrick Mahomes, I don't think something like that is just some type of coincidence. Not by a long shot. If he would have stayed healthy last year, he probably would have put up similar, if not better, numbers. If he was going to play every game this season, I'm sure he would have had a tremendous year. But I guess from his perspective, he can spend a little bit more time rehabbing his injury and coming back next month. Here I am, already hitting the fast forward button, damn. He can come back in October and be at full strength. Let's see what Rashee Rice does. I think the Chiefs will be fine. Unless there's some catastrophic injury, they're going to the postseason. Rashee Rice will come back and help them get there as well. Rashee Rice suspended for the first 6 games of the season for the Chiefs for driving like an idiot. He can spend more time rehabbing his injury. And speaking of injuries, this is not a good one. The Houston Texans, we know Joe Mixon is going to be out for the first 4 games of the regular season. He hurt himself training in the offseason. He got some type of foot or ankle issue. And so he is not going to be available. He just played his first season with the Houston Texans, coming over from the Cincinnati Bengals. You might recall the Bengals don't like paying anybody. The Texans went 10-7 last year. They went to the postseason. Of course, they lost to Kansas City after beating the Chargers. And Mixon had a good year. 1,000 yards on the ground to go along with 11 rushing touchdowns. All their wide receivers got hurt, damn it. He also caught another 309 yards. He had a good first year. He's in a 3-year contract. But apparently right now, we have no idea when he is going to play. The general manager of the Texans, Nick Caserio, he gave a semi-update on his status. Listen to this.
Yeah, we take it one day at a time, and, you know, can't really, there's no crystal ball out there. So, I mean, we build a team and take the information and, you know, plan accordingly. So Joe's not available right now. So whenever he becomes available, you know, we'll talk about it at that point in time.
He didn't have an answer. They were like, is he going to be available this season? Like, I don't know. Ironically, somebody else who played in Cleveland no longer has a job. Well, not Cleveland, but Ohio. Nick Chubb. You might recall after he tore his knee again and came back and basically wished the Browns goodbye, or the Browns wished him goodbye. Nick Chubb is the starting running back now for the Houston Texans. We're going to find out real fast how much he has left in the tank. All the workout videos in the world isn't a true indicator of what he can go out there and do on the field. You got Nick Chubb, Damian Pierce. They really going to have to do some work to try to help out their star quarterback, C.J. Stroud. He's trying to take another leap. This is what Nick Caserio had to say about, yeah, he's hurt, but everybody else has to carry their weight.
Yeah, we feel the players that are on the team right now can help us. Otherwise, it wouldn't be here. So, you know, whoever's got to play, we're going to probably need everybody at some point. So the players that are on the team, we're going to need them. The players on our practice squad, we're going to need. So whoever's in the building, the expectation is that you're going to prepare each week and get ready to play and that you can help our team.
Yeah, pretty boilerplate answer. I would hope that everybody on the team can help in some type of regard. You would hope so. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Rashee Rice is gone for driving like an idiot. He'll be back after six games. Joe Mixon, gone because of a leg injury. We have no idea when he is coming back. We have so much more to get into as the show continues on. Of course, it's a Wednesday. It's going to be time for a new top six list. My favorite athletes, my top six favorite athletes in media today. We'll do that in about 2 hours from now. We'll get into all these athletes with these new media jobs. Apparently, Gilbert Arenas has a new job with Skip Bayless. Cam Newton has an extended job with ESPN. Tom Brady can do more of his job. Bill Belichick is embracing gold diggers. Mark Cuban, does he have regrets about selling the Mavs? And we even got Arch Manning. He found another way to make money. The family doesn't have enough? I'll explain. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. And when we come back, instead of talking about injuries and NFL players who will be out to start the season, I'm going to tell you about some positive stories, especially for the Ravens and the Minnesota Vikings. I'll explain on the other side of the break. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We got some good news across the NFL. It's not just Rashee Rice being suspended. It's not just Joe Mixon being hurt. It's not just Micah Parsons still looking for his Dallas Cowboys contract. Yeah, sometimes dreams do come true. Adam Thielen of the Carolina Panthers spent the last 2 years with the Carolina Panthers. And we know those last 2 years were absolutely miserable. Trying to figure out Bryce Young and who's going to throw the ball. And is it the Red Rocket? And who knows? Adam Thielen is like, man, screw this. I never wanted to leave Minnesota. I was out here working with Justin Jefferson, and then they got younger. They bring in Addison. Well, unfortunately for Addison, he got suspended 3 games for also driving under the influence, falling asleep in his car outside of the airport. You got other injuries. You got Justin Jefferson coming off of an injury. You got a rookie wide receiver in J.J. McCarthy. And so Thielen is like, wait a minute. We got guys that are hurt. I'm on a 1-year contract. Can I go back to Minnesota? The answer is yes. The Minnesota Vikings get him. They get a 2026 pick in the 7th round. They got a 2027 5th round pick. Wake me up when that happens. I won't be thinking about it. And the Panthers, well, not only do they get flexibility for their younger wide receivers to step up to the role of McMillan, they just drafted out of Arizona. Xavier Leggett, Mr. I Eat Squirrel or Raccoon or whatever he eats. And then you got Jalen Coker. They already cut Hunter Renfrow yesterday. The Panthers said, we got flexibility. Panthers also get back a 2026 5th round pick and a 2027 4th rounder. And so Adam Thielen, who had 615 yards receiving last year in addition to 5 touchdowns. The year before that, 1,000 yards receiving and 4 touchdowns. He goes back to where he had his greatest success. And he shared it online. Him and his daughter, they love it.
Yeah, we're going home. 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 Are you excited? I think it was because you wore the twin shirt.
Oh, that's sweet. Damn, it shows you how bad things were in Carolina. I mean, hey, you got to do what you got to do to work, right? The man had to go to Carolina to play, and now he gets to go home full time. It was only 6 days ago that his former head coach, former quarterback himself, Kevin O'Connell, he was on Up and Adams, and he talked about the possibility, or he was asked about the possibility, of Adam Thielen returning. Listen.
This is the first I'm hearing of that idea. I love Adam Thielen. Talk about the 2022 year.
Yeah.
You don't build something from day one the way these guys did and the players did in year one without players like Adam Thielen on the team. So there's a reason why he's not only a Vikings favorite, the career he's had here, but how about the job he's done going down there with a bunch of young players? And I guarantee you that the Panthers are in a good place right now because of all that work Adam Thielen put in. So huge fan of Adam Thielen.
Oh, yeah. All he did is babysit the quarterbacks and be the most reliable option out there as the team stunk. Let's see what the young wideouts do for the Carolina Panthers. No big expectations for them, but the hope is that you can get through this season with the Panthers. Take a look at Bryce Young and pretty much come to the conclusion that he is your quarterback for the future. That's what you want. That's the hope. Congratulations, Adam Thielen. He does. He goes home. Unfortunately, there's another guy. I told you I'm going to tell you about two happy people. Sorry about that. There is an unhappy wide receiver. Juwan Jennings. This man asked for a trade from the 49ers because he wants a new contract. Ain't no new contract coming. He was told today, or John Lynch publicly told everybody, this man is not going to be traded. He says, you can ask for a trade. You can want to go. We're not doing it. Oh, damn, this is a... Oh, wow, this is some beef right here. I like tennis beef. Okay. I don't know who this is. Townsend, who's an American, shout outs to the USA. She upset somebody. And the lady who she beat was had some words for her. I don't know why, but now she is riling up the crowd in Queens, New York. She was very pointed at her, like, get off the court. And they were beefing back, and now she got the crowd behind her. Bacha, do you see this?
I didn't see it, but supposedly the 5 seed, Mira Andreeva.
Yes.
Lost? Oh, yeah, no, Yelena Ostapenko.
Yeah, she lost. Yeah, what is it? I think it's Madison Townsend, right? Now her name, Madison?
Taylor.
Madison Taylor. Madison Taylor beat. Madison Taylor, that's her name?
Let's see. Taylor Townsend.
Yeah, Taylor Townsend. There we go. She beat her, and she upset her. And then whatever the other lady's name, we'll say her name again. Try again, Bacha. Go ahead.
Taylor Townsend?
No, the other one.
Oh, yeah. It's off the screen. I have no idea how to pronounce it.
Oh, here
Yelena Ostapenko?
No, bro. Hold on. Let's try. We can try together. Ostapenko. Ostapenko, Yelena Ostapenko. She's ranked 25th on the women's side. Taylor Townsend just beat her. And let's just say Yelena went up to her and was just giving her a piece of her mind. And Taylor Townsend kind of now, oh, here we go. This is going to be good. Because Taylor Townsend is now being interviewed by ESPN, I assume, about this interaction. I can't wait to listen to this in a break. I can already tell by body language, she kind of nodded her head like, listen, man. I don't know what that lady mad about. I won. This is going to be fun. Hey, look, we don't get enough beef in tennis. We don't get enough people who are angry. And yeah, maybe because we don't have enough Americans out here whooping ass anymore. We see everybody dominating on the men's side. They're from Italy. They're from Spain. We haven't had an American man in a while. We don't have that Andre Agassi. We don't have that right now. We don't have Pete Sampras out here. We don't got the best of the best. Serena is gone. The women on the American side are younger. Coco Gauff is still trying to figure out consistency. And so I'm down for any American who's going to show a little bit of a fight. And Taylor Townsend advances to the first major third round since 2023. Yeah, I can't. Well, she was not shy in telling that lady, man, lady, you lost. Get your ass up off the court in the American way. I love it. Anyway, hey, yeah, more good news. He's American. He went to Notre Dame. He's American. He's playing for the Baltimore Ravens. Congratulations to Kyle Hamilton, one of the best safeties in the game. It's not often that you hear safeties talked about in the way that they were in years past. Kyle Hamilton got himself a 4-year, $100 million extension. He's not going anywhere. This man was drafted in 2022. He's already a two-time Pro Bowler. He's been an All-Pro, and now he got paid. Congratulations to him. Kyle Hamilton talked about his contract, and forget his contract. He talked about what he does on that damn football field.
Just the amount of trust they've entrusted me with and that stuff, and helping run the defense with Roe and just playing my part, whatever that may be, on a snap-to-snap, game-to-game basis. And, you know, I feel like I'm talented enough in different areas to do what they asked me to do, but they also have to feel like that too. And then I have to go out there and produce. So it's a group effort, but I'm willing to play wherever, whenever they need me to, whatever job responsibility I have during a play, I'm all for it. And credit to Notre Dame, I kind of got dabbled with that a little bit in college, so I got to the league and feel like my rookie year, kind of trying to find a spot where I fit in at, and then figure that out at nickel, and then I was always able to play safety, so it kind of just came naturally.
He sounds like somebody easy to work with, huh? They just gave that guy $100 million. 82 of it is guaranteed. Most money guaranteed ever to a safety. Biggest contract ever to a safety. And he shows up to work. He's like, yeah, I'll do whatever they ask me to do. And it's easy. I mean, all those defensive backfield deep backs and safeties that he has to work with, not too shabby. Malachi Starks coming out of Georgia. Can't wait to see what he does. You got Marlon Humphrey already there. Jair Alexander. I know his first year with the Ravens. Everybody just hopes that he stays healthy. You got Nate Wiggins. Shout outs to another Georgia boy. Went to Clemson, though. Shout outs to him. Ravens are going to hold it down. Maybe the Ravens actually get over the hump this year. Hopefully, possibly, maybe. Congratulations to Kyle Hamilton. He got paid. Congratulations to Adam Thielen. He goes back to Minnesota. And Juwan Jennings, good luck with your contract and good luck with your calf. John Lynch said, you ain't going anywhere. You're going to stay right the hell here. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. The phone number, if you want to call me, pay attention, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We will take a break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about somebody who did get moved. Matter of fact, he got picked up off the waiver wire by the New England Patriots. And then, oh man, I need to figure out what Taylor Townsend just said, because there's a lot of beef going on the tennis court. I haven't seen somebody that riled up in a while. I'm excited to find out what took place. As a matter of fact, let's all get excited to find out everything going on in the world of sports, because right now it's time for a news flash. Here he is, Mr. Excitement himself, Rich Ackerman.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. It's 888-710-4ISN. Hey, we talked a lot of football. Rashee Rice, his six-game suspension. Joe Mixon, hurt for the first four games of the season, out for the first four games of the season, maybe gone for the entire year. We have no idea. We got into Adam Thielen returning to Minnesota to play for the Vikings, no longer a member of the Panthers. And then I told you about Kyle Hamilton's extension with the Baltimore Ravens. That's a good thing. 4 years, $100 million. I mean, we don't got the Ed Reeds flying around, the Troy Polamalus, but Kyle Hamilton's certainly a centerpiece of the Baltimore Ravens defense. And then as we were talking about all of this right before the break, just a few minutes ago, I'm sitting here in the studio watching everything that's going on. Got the news on, got some games, sports news, got the U.S. Open going on. I'm watching a lot of things. And I'm sitting here looking at the U.S. Open, and I see a match that just ended. Taylor Townsend, who happens to be from Chicago, Illinois, now lives right down here outside of Atlanta, Georgia, in the suburbs. Man, she's not a superstar in the world of tennis. And she wins and has won doubles titles, which is pretty damn good. Actually very, very good. But she's not up here with the Naomi Osakas of the world and the Coco Gauffs. Maybe this year she will be. We have no idea. She's 29 years old. And so she just beat Yelena Ostapenko, who happens to be from the same neck of the woods as Kristaps Porzingis. She's from Latvia. And so she just lost, okay? Let me see what it was. 7-5, I think. 7-5, 6-1. So basically, she got smoked. She got smoked. And I think at one point in time here in the match, Ostapenko had to take a break, had to use the bathroom, something like that. I don't know. Taylor Townsend was keeping warm, minding her business, jumping rope. Now, I can only watch. And when you sit down and you're talking about sports and you're watching without context, I got to only judge by my eyes. I can't hear anything. But the body language, when this match ended, was horrific. I didn't notice, and I watched it a couple times now in the break. Taylor Townsend goes up to shake her hand, gives her a pound, and is just keeping it moving. Ostapenko had words for her. Apparently, and I can look, I didn't see Taylor Townsend say anything. She just shook her hand, and then, you know, Ostapenko wanted to give her a piece of her mind. Taylor Townsend ain't have none of it. Taylor Townsend did not back down. She decided to stay in her face, give her a piece of her mind back. She walked away and she basically told her, get off the court. She was flexing like she was going to bust somebody. Not that she's going to bust the lady up, but she was hyped. She threw her racket to the side and she hyped up the crowd like she was Ray Lewis. Like, no, get off the court. And the fans were booing her off the court because Ostapenko, as far as I can see here, was looking like a jackass. And so the ESPN reporter on the sideline went up to Taylor Townsend and just asked her, hey, what the hell was that about? What did she say to you? And this is what Taylor had to say in response.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's competition. People get upset when they lose, and you can't. Some people say bad things. She told me I have no class, I have no education, and to see what happens when we get outside the U.S. So I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I beat her in Canada outside the U.S. I beat her in New York outside the U.S. So let's see what else she has to say.
Oh, okay. Well, damn. Well, I mean, I'm not going to fault her for the last thing of what she said. Obviously, she is still very, very hyped up. We know that she just beat her in New York, which is in the U.S. I don't know what the hell she meant to say there. Obviously, a misspeak. Maybe she wanted to say, I beat her outside the U.S. I beat her in New York in the U.S. Either way, I get the point. But first, why Ostapenko got to be so nasty? Like, is that necessary? Mind you, Taylor Townsend is a black woman. I don't know why Ostapenko has to come out of her mouth and tell somebody on a tennis court about how she doesn't have class. She went up to her and congratulated her. Education, what does that have to do about anything? I mean, that's ridiculously disrespectful. Now, I can't sit here and tell you I know the whole damn relationship between Taylor Townsend and Yelena Ostapenko. I have no idea. But if I can judge by all things just being even and equal, what is Ostapenko judging it off of? What does an education level have to do with anything? That was just nasty and unnecessary. I don't think for all of the etiquette and what tennis is supposed to be like, you don't hear nasty things like that. I wonder if we're going to have more of a press conference. I wonder if we're going to hear from Ostapenko after the fact. And just by looking things up, and to be honest, I don't. They play tennis for a living. They probably have the same level of education. I don't know. I just find that to be rude. But I'll tell you this. I don't mind a little beef in tennis. You know, there's people's competitive juices flow. You know, everybody doesn't need to be wearing white all the time and being quiet and shush. I mean, Ostapenko wants to get out of New York. Maybe she's scared. Maybe she's afraid. Maybe she needs to go back to Latvia to feel comfortable. But to call somebody out and just say, hey, you know, you got no class and no education. Shout outs to Taylor Townsend for giving of a piece of her mind. Shout out to Taylor Townsend for telling her to get her ass up off the court. I don't know what words that she used, but the fans told her to leave. Damn. Do better. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Apparently, Taylor Townsend is now 2-1 versus Ostapenko. Two to one. So in 2018, Ostapenko beat her in the U.S. Open, which happens to be, guess what, in New York. Last year, in the Canadian Open, which precedes the U.S. Open, Taylor Townsend beat her in Canada. And as we just found out a few minutes ago, Taylor Townsend beat her again in the good old U.S. of A. I'd be interested to learn more of the context here. And if there really isn't any additional context, Yelena Ostapenko is a jerk. There's a jerk. Don't be calling somebody out like that on no tennis court. Come on now. I'm here for beef. But that was wholly unnecessary. And I'm glad that Taylor Townsend decided to basically tell her, leave. You sore loser. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I mean, how many stories can you have about Coco Gauff, Naomi Osaka? Now we just need to get the men riled up. All these young guys out here, Fritz. Come on, we need more Americans. Lighting things up on the tennis court, okay? Enough of Yannick Sinner, that old cheater. Enough of Alcaraz. I enjoy watching him, though. Enough of Alcaraz. Need some men to step up here. 888-710-4ISN. Botcher, you a fan of tennis? You like tennis?
Not really. I watch the occasional Alcaraz Sinner matchup, which usually is every final known to mankind now. And yeah, that's about it. Other than that, it's just too repetitive for me.
What's repetitive?
Just hitting the ball back and forth. It's like I'm not going to go out there and watch ping pong or something like that.
Oh, well, damn. Well, have you played tennis? You ever play?
No. It's also, I know it's very hard to play. It's incredibly skillful game. It's just, it doesn't entertain me as a watcher.
Okay. All right. I played tennis growing up. I love tennis. I love it. But thank you for, encouraging me in my athletic endeavors, how skillful I was. I was actually pretty good. My knees said, no, thank you. My knees and all the travel. You see, when you're good at tennis, I mean, when you get real, real good, you go down to Florida and you play and you train. So Coco Gauff is from right here in Georgia. And when she got good, she went to it. She went to Florida. That's where everybody goes. Everybody goes down to Florida to become better at tennis. I think, damn it, even Taylor Townsend, I believe, went down to Florida to get better. And nowadays, for all the tennis that people are playing, I want to say on a recreational side, we got pickleball courts that are popping up all over the damn place. I mean, we got professional athletes, guys like Kevin Durant are investing in pickleball. When I was in New York a couple weeks ago, I mean, I'm downtown Manhattan. I'm on the river and there's a volleyball court right next to the volleyball court. There's a pickleball court. And I'm saying, what are we doing out here? Is this a fad or not? Is small tennis? Is this a smaller court tennis? I don't know. I ain't playing no pickleball. No thanks. Have you tried that yet?
No. I like tennis, I could see why people would play it, where it's like you don't have to go fetch the ball. The ball won't travel farther. It's good on the joints, where you're not going to slide and tear your ACL. Am I going to play it? No. I don't see a reason in that.
Oh, damn. Do you see a reason in anything? Is anything that you like to play?
Yeah. I love, like, baseball, basketball. I love playing touch football or flag football.
Touch football?
Yeah, we play two-hand touch. You don't want to tear your shoulders out. You want to hurt yourself, no pads.
You play two-hand touch in New York City?
Yeah.
And people adhere to the rules?
Most of the time.
Oh, okay. All right.
Other than that, they might tackle you every now and then.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh, yeah. Anytime, and it's been a long time, anytime that I play two-hand touch in New York City, it's no such thing as two-hand touch. It's just tackle football. I've walked away from tackle, excuse me, I've walked away from two-hand touch, and I have felt it like I played real regular football. That ain't two-hand touch. Hey, good luck to you and your joints, Bacha, okay? Your joints feel okay?
They're good for now. If I start investing in pickleball, they might be gone.
I think you probably be more wary of the two-hand touch in New York City. That's a dangerous game. Two-hand touch in New York City is almost an invitation to get stabbed. And so stay away from that, Bacha, okay? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. We are going to take a break. When we come back, I want to tell you about two guys. They played real football. Yeah, they both played for the Patriots, two quarterbacks. They got some jobs here. Cam Newton has an extended job with ESPN, and Tom Brady now has extended access to do his job for Fox. I'll tell you about both of these Patriot quarterbacks on the other side of the break. We got some news from Gilbert Arenas. Doesn't involve a prison stint. We'll get into that. Then we got Carrington Harrison joining us to talk all things Kansas City Chiefs. The JR Sport Brief Show, Infinity Sports Network.